What was the problem?
Issues with the landlord?
I had to get the carpet shampooed. The garbage disposal was broken. Everything that I did, she took it out of the next month's rent.
Huh, that was very nice of her.
Or...
So what happened next?
Just looking to pass the blame.
Department of Social Services knocked on my door. They needed to see my kids and to check my unit.
What does that have to do with her?
I don't know.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheinlein. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Misty Ziegler is suing her former landlord, Peggy Terrell, for the return of her security deposit, money owed for repairs, and damages due to Peggy's negligence.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 348 on the calendar in the matter of Ziegler versus Terrell.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
Ms. Ziegler, this is your lawsuit. You rented a condo from the defendant.
Yes.
When you rented the condo, you gave her a deposit.
Yes.
She did not return the deposit when you left.
Correct.
That's the easy part of your lawsuit. The difficult part of your lawsuit is you say that the other members of the homeowners association harassed you.
Yes.
And you feel as if in your lawsuit that it was up to Ms. Terrell to deal with the other members of the condo association. And since she didn't, and you were harassed and you moved, you want her to pay you $4,000.
Yes.
So let me first, before I let you sort of tell me what your problems were, let me tell you that the law in very few instances, and they're very specific, charge one person, that would be Ms. Terrell, with the obligation of protecting another person from bad behavior, what you are describing as bad behavior. With that in mind, I'm going to get some basic facts. You rented the apartment when?
I moved in October 5th, 2012. I signed the lease through email October 1st, 2012.
And what was your rent?
My rent was $900.
And who was living in the apartment?
Me, my three kids, and eventually Chelsea came in.
Who was Chelsea?
My witness.
I know, but who is she to
you? She's my friend.
So you brought a friend in?
Yes.
Was the friend on the lease?
No.
Did your lease provide how many people could be in the apartment?
No.
Can I see it?
Yes.
Now, when you say Chelsea is a friend, she's a friend from work, school,
no, just
family, found her on Craigslist, found her from... No, I'm serious.
She's a friend that I met through a friend.
What does that mean?
Just from associates. That's how I met her.
Okay, so this is a month-to-month agreement.
Yes.
And there is no prescription in this agreement as to who lives in the condo. Okay, so you moved in on October 5th?
Yes.
And what was the problem?
Well, I had to do cleaning when I moved in. I had to get the carpet shampooed. The garbage disposal was broken. It wouldn't go down. It was just dirty. Like, I had to do some cleaning, sweeping, which I didn't, you know, mind. Yeah.
Sometimes that happens when you move into an apartment.
Right.
Right.
So everything that I did, she took it out of the next month rent. So November, I only had to pay $770 because I fixed stuff there. So she deducted it from the next month's rent.
That was very nice of her. Because she said, well, you did some work in the apartment, so you can take that off your rent. You must have told her, because she's not going to guess that you did work. You must have contacted her in some way and said, I did work in the apartment, and I want to deduct that from my rent.
Yes.
And she must have said, okay.
Correct.
Well, that was very nice of her.
No.
She didn't have to do that.
Yeah, she should have did it before I moved
in. No, she didn't have to do that.
Okay.
There's nothing in here that says she has to give you shampooed carpeting.
Okay.
So what happened next?
So before November, come home, I'm sitting there. Next thing you know, Department of Social Services knock on my door. This is the first incident. They knock on my door and they tell me that they needed to see my kids and to check my unit.
So the Child Protective Services came in and wanted to see your children.
Yes.
How does that relate to the defendant?
I don't know.
Let me hear what else you consider harassment by the defendant.
Can I go back for a second? When I first moved in, the ad that she placed on Craigslist said, kids clubhouse, basketball court, pool, spa, gym, all of this stuff. So when I move in and they show me the unit, I just see the unit only. So I move in on Saturday, and so I go up there, and then I ask them, well, what time is the kids club open from? There's no kids club here. Okay, what time is the gym open from? The gym hasn't been open for 3 years. So basically, she false advertised me. And
why don't you move out in November? You paid for November. You got a break on your rent, $700, because you fixed some things. If there was no kids club, why didn't you move out?
Because
when did you move out?
I moved out October of this year.
So you stayed there for a year?
Yes.
Well, then you knew that the gym was closed, and you knew there was no kids club. So stop kvetching over something that you knew about and you stayed with for a year.
I'm not actually complaining.
I want to know what... We'll talk about the deposit in a minute.
Okay.
I want to get to your harassment that you say she is responsible for. Otherwise, if you don't want to get there, I can make this case very fast.
Okay, well, the harassment is even after we went to the board meeting and my kids were supposed to be able to go swimming, then even after the board hearing, they were restricted from getting in the pool and saying that my kids did something. Then when they showed a videotape, my kids aren't anywhere on the videotape.
Just a second. What I'm hearing is your children were allowed in a pool at some point. Is that either a yes or a no?
At some point
when you lived there during the summer, your children were swimming in the pool.
They went to the pool, but they weren't supposed to because they didn't have their swimming pass, which is something new since I guess we moved in.
So in order to use the pool, they needed a swimming pass, which they didn't have.
Right, because it's something new that they started.
Which they didn't have.
Correct.
How old are your children?
14, 12, and 6.
Okay, so the 14 and the 12-year-old took the 6-year-old.
No, I took the 12 and the 6-year-old.
So you were there?
Yes.
And you got there and you were told that they needed a swimming pass?
Not the first couple of times.
Ms. Siegler, then let's get back to my question. Your children did use the pool.
Yes.
Well, that would be an answer. So they did use the pool during the summertime, and then there came a point when they needed a pass.
Correct.
All right.
The pool opened.
I don't care. How many times did your kids use the pool before they were told they needed a swim pass?
Maybe twice.
Maybe twice. Those twice you remembered between the time I asked my question and you said no until just now. So what did you do when you were told you needed a swim pass?
Well, I just wasn't told that I needed a swim pass. The pool opened May 31st. By June 14th, my kids couldn't get in the pool anymore. I went with them, and when I went with them, it was some loud people in the jacuzzi area. Whenever it was loud people there, that's when they sent her a notice and said that I guess my kids couldn't get in.
Okay.
So I went to them and asked them to see the videotape because they have videos at the pool and the jacuzzi, and they wouldn't allow me to see the video. So they said my kids were restricted for a month from the pool until she comes to the board hearing. When she came to the board hearing on July 14th, we asked to see the video. So when we see the videotape, my kids are nowhere on the videotape.
And?
So then I said, okay, so they can get in a pool. Well, the next problem is...
Just a second. So you saw the videotape. According to you, it did not show your children there. You said, well, that my children can't go in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Were they allowed to go in the pool?
I needed a pool.
Was that a yes or a no?
It should be a yes, but it's not a yes. It's a no, because they still would not give me a pool pass. To where my son is sitting out there with my nephew from out of town, they're just sitting at the pool. He comes out and tell my kids that they couldn't be there, my 14-year-old. Mind you, a 14-year-old can be at the pool by himself. Big sign outside. He can be there by himself.
Okay, Ms. Siegler, I'm not going to hear anymore. She's not responsible for any of that.
Okay.
I don't know what happened. I have absolutely no idea what happened, but I know that she's not responsible for the actions of her homeowners association or anybody else who was in this condo unit where you were living. And you stayed there for a year.
She thought she was responsible. That's why she sent me emails telling me
to file lawsuits. I don't care what she thought. I don't care what she thought. She's not responsible.
Okay.
And you have a month-to-month tenancy. And if you're not happy there, you move.
I wasn't happy there, but I felt like me and her had a better relationship than that. So
I'm not here to talk about relationships. This is not a relationship program.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I don't want to see any of that nonsense that you have there. I want to see the photograph that is going to blow my socks off about why she doesn't get her $365 back.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Misty Siegler says former landlord Peggy Terrell owes for the return of her deposit, money owed for repairs, and negligence. Peggy is countersuing for cleaning and repair costs.
Now, what I'm telling you is you're a grown woman, you have three children, and a 14-year-old, a 12-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and if you're not happy living in a condo, you say, here's my 30-day notice, I'm leaving. I don't like the people here, I don't like the homeowners association, I don't like the pool rules, whatever it is, they don't let my kids play Marco Polo in the pool, whatever it is, I don't like it here, and I'm leaving. That's what a grown-up does. You don't live there for a year and then move.
Okay,
so now let's get to your deposit. You say that, A, she's not entitled to $135 because she lost the common keys that you had to pay for. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yes.
Did you return the common keys?
No, I did not.
Why not?
It's not $135.
She's going to show me. Let's not talk about the money yet. Why didn't you return the common keys?
Someone stole the keys.
So, you didn't return them. I want to see the bill for the keys.
Can I ask my daughter to stand up here? She's handled...
She can stand up with you. I just want to see the keys.
Could you see where that is?
She hasn't purchased keys. The new tenant doesn't even have keys.
I just want to see the bill for keys. And you don't know that because that's hearsay.
Okay.
Those are the cost of the keys.
Shh. Okay. Homeowner key deposits, $25 for an access key. So you didn't return any of the keys, is that correct?
No.
It's $135.
There's no gym, so there's no gym key.
Did you get a gym key?
I believe I did.
Well, then you had to return it. Okay. $365 is what's left from your security deposit. Now, I'd like to see pictures of the apartment when she moved in and when she moved out.
I don't have pictures of when she moved in.
Why not?
I didn't think of it. Because I knew it was in decent condition.
Well, that's no.
You're right.
That's what you're supposed to have. If you're a landlord and you've rented this place regularly, take pictures when the tenant moves out and the new tenant moves in so that you have a before and after so that there are no issues. This is an easy issue because she says she lost the keys. That's $365. That's what's left of the security deposit. I don't want to see any of that nonsense that you have there. I want to see
the
photograph that is going to blow my socks off about why she doesn't get her $365 back.
The fridge.
Some of these things are cleaning issues. Grease spill, debris left in the garage, not a big deal. Some of it is just trash and it has to be cleaned up, so that's, again, not a big deal. But then some of these things are, in fact, damages. And I would like you to explain these damages.
I did have a stain on the carpet, which
I have no pictures of carpet here.
Okay, the microwave and a stain inside the...
Don't have a picture of a microwave.
So what do you have a stain of?
Not stain.
Oh.
I have pictures of damage.
Okay, so what damage? When I left the unit was clean.
I'm going to show you the pictures of the damage.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She didn't fix not one thing in the house until she knew I was suing her.
And?
The grease that she's charging me for, all these things on here that she's saying, she hasn't fixed none of that.
I just want to know if it's there and who caused it.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Misty Ziegler says former landlord Peggy Terrell owes for the return of her deposit, money owed for repairs, and negligence.
Now, you want to explain to me how the door handles got off?
I did take the door handles off because I put locks on the doors.
Just a second. Did you put them back on?
I did not put them back
on. She took the door. Excuse me.
Well, that's a problem.
Right.
That's a problem.
Okay.
So you took them off and you didn't put them back on.
Yes.
And if you took them off and didn't put them back on because you secured the doors in some other way, there must have been a problem.
No, that's not.
Must have been a problem. Otherwise, you don't take out the door locks unless there's a problem and put in a different kind of door lock. Who was the problem?
No one was the problem, but I locked my room door. So I took it off of my room door and put a lock on my room door.
And what kind of lock?
A lock that uses a key. It was just a pop lock where you can just come in. And I don't want people to just come in my room, so I locked my door.
You took it off, and I want to know where you put in another lock, how you put in another lock. Did you drill holes in the door?
No, you don't have to drill holes.
Well, what did you do?
You just buy a lock at Lowe's, and you just change the lock. Cost $5 for a lock. You change it, you unscrew it, and you put the lock on so you can use the key.
So where is it?
When I spoke with Patty, I told her that I had the locks. When I left the unit, it was a Friday, and Chelsea had a job interview. I called Peggy Terrell because, like I said, I thought we were close. When I called her, I said, Peggy, I did not sweep the laundry room. We're in a rush. We're going.
We are not sweeping. I'm asking you.
I forgot to put the locks on there.
Well, that's the answer. You didn't put the locks back on.
Right.
How much did it cost you to put the locks back on?
We have the receipt here. Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
They're only $4 for a lock. For a door without a lock.
Just a second. I don't have to hear what you have no expertise here. I'm looking to see what she paid to have it done.
May I say something?
No. Just give me the bill.
Door knocks.
Okay, here we go.
There we go.
How much was it?
$35.
Okay. $365 minus $35. Okay. Now you want to tell me how the hole got in the wall.
What hole?
There are holes.
It's lots of holes in the wall.
Where
she decided to take a picture of just one before I moved in. There were already lots of holes in the house, which I told her.
Fine. Look at the picture of the door.
That's the door that I replaced already.
You replaced the door?
I replaced that door.
I'd like to see it. And why did you have to replace the door?
I replaced the door because it had a crack in it.
Ms. Siegler, it had a crack in it from what?
Because my son fell on them. They're very cheap doors and they're very thin. He fell on the door and it made a crack in it. I have a picture of the crack. Well, she has a picture of the crack also. So that's the door that I replaced. And she didn't fix not one thing in the house until she knew I was suing her. The grease that she's charging me for, all these things on here that she's saying, she hasn't fixed none of that.
Listen to me. I just want to know if it's there and who caused it.
I don't know how the grease got in there because I never even parked on that
site. Right. And the door, you say you replaced.
Right.
Fine.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did she replace the door?
Yes, she did.
One door.
And?
There were three doors.
Are all the doors cracked?
Yes.
Well, where's her receipt? And did she fix it?
No, we have not replaced two other doors. We were waiting because Lowe's did not have the doors. There's specific measurements.
Okay, you have to give Ms. Siegler back $331.
Can I say something else?
Just a second. No, that's what you're getting back.
But I did other services for her.
I don't care what other services you did for her.
Rented her unit for her.
Who cares? I don't care.
Okay.
I mean, unless what you're alleging is a contract with her, which you don't allege. You said, I did a lot of work around my house.
No, but she told me, basically, she told me that...
Not basically. We're not a basically.
Okay, well,
we're not a basically. We're a contract.
This is what she told me. She told me, I'm not going to charge you from the 1st to the 5th of October for you showing the unit for me, which basically she thinks is worth $150. And then I told her that... I moved in on the 5th. How are you giving me free rent?
Ms. Siegler, you're getting $331. That's what you're getting back from your deposit. Period. Goodbye. Your counterclaim's dismissed. Bye.
Excuse me. Step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She plays the ad, and I showed the unit for her.
I would say... Oh, hey, I got somebody coming on Sunday. I can't show it till Wednesday.
People stood me up lots of times.
Well, you get a live one. You want to show it now.
Where I'm supposed to be doing other things, and they stood me up.
Thinking that she wanted $5,000 from me for what?
She don't think it's worth nothing.
Turned out to be just a silly thing. And her children...
Loitering, playing on the grass.
Her children were not just loitering. They were jumping on the roofs. They were vandalizing.
My son's sitting at the... pool and they caught a police on him.
I have a stack of stuff like this that of all these complaints.
Because there's not many black people in there.
In regards to her saying that it was because there were not very many black people.
I just think that she's a liar and...
That wasn't true. There's just a real big mix up there, so...
She's going to do it to somebody else again.
And so I'm just To be perfectly honest with you, I'm just very, very happy that it's over.